G'day, we hope you're enjoying our podcast. Producing a podcast is costly, both time and money. If you'd like to show your support and offer a one-off payment, even the price of a coffee or a beer, that'd be greatly appreciated and would go a long way to support us. If you'd like to leave a donation, head to the show notes of this episode and click on the Acast supporter link. Be sure to leave your message of support too. Thanks again.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day, Jamie Poults here. I hope everyone's healthy in this crazy time we're living in. Look out for each other and don't cough on anyone. I don't have any news on Kira's case, but I will keep you posted as soon as something develops. I did want to tell you about another podcast I'm working on, and that's called Who Killed Leanne Holland? The first chapter will drop next week, but if you keep listening after this, you'll hear the trailer. So you can search Who Killed Leanne Holland wherever you listen and subscribe. Also, we're available on social media by the same name. Cheers and thank you.
It was one of the most brutal child killings in Australia's history. Leanne Holland's badly beaten body was found dumped in bushland in the outer western suburbs of Brisbane in 1991.
This was a vicious, brutal, sadistic murder of a 12-year-old girl.
Former policeman and private detective Graham Crowley has spent more than 15 years trying to identify Leanne Holland's killer, and in his 2005 book about the case, suggested three possible suspects.
I was intrigued by what he had told me. A young girl brutally murdered nearly 30 years ago. Her sister's boyfriend quickly arrested, tried and convicted.
Now, with these photos is, we don't know who owned that dress. But she's found dead in someone else's clothes, right? But she's just been dumped there like a bit of rubbish.
Why does a young man with no criminal history, no history of psychotic behaviour, a stable background, universally liked, no motive, viciously murder a young girl and then maintain his innocence for the next 29 years?
The Queensland Police Service has closed its investigation into the murder of Leanne Holland following a review of the case that supported the initial case against Mr. Graham Stafford.
I don't want that lingering doubt hanging over my head. I want a full stop. I want the person who is responsible for Leanne's murder to be identified and brought to justice.
A 610 Media production. This is Who Killed Leanne Holland? Coming April 2020.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.